Friends, what are you afraid of? Fear not. The first words of the Old Testament lesson and the gospel lesson today are, do not be afraid. In Genesis 15, God tells Abram, do not be afraid. I am your shield. Your reward will be very great. And then in Luke 12, Jesus tells the disciples, do not be afraid, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Don't be afraid. But we are afraid. We're afraid of many things, of terrorism, cybercrime. We're afraid of getting sick or getting shot. In America, people are afraid of running out of money in the future. But in Africa, people worry about getting through the day, since most people live on $2 a day or less. In the context of Genesis 15, Abram is worried about not having a proper heir for his estate. For without a son, the only male left to inherit, and then, like now in Africa, only men can inherit, the only one that is qualified is his servant, Eliezer of Damascus. So God promises Abram again, for the third time, by the way, that he will have a son, and that he will have as many offspring as the stars. And we believe that we too are part of that same promise. Christians, Jews, and Muslims all claim Abraham as their spiritual father. Of course, just being part of Abraham's family doesn't get rid of all our problems. In Abraham's family, the children of Ishmael fought with the children of Isaac. And up to today, Jews and Arabs fight each other in the Middle East. In Isaac's family, the children of Esau, the Edomites, fought with the children of Jacob, the Israelites. Even within Jacob's family, the children of Rachel thought they were better than the children of Leah. Among the 12 tribes of Israel, we know that those in the south always considered themselves a bit better than those up in the north. And in the south, those west of the Jordan considered themselves a little bit better than those east of it. By the time of Jesus, all Jews thought they were better than any Samaritan. So Jesus shocks them with the parable of the good Samaritan, as if such a thing were possible. You see, human nature has not changed very much over the last 4,000 years. In Holland, they used to say, if you ain't Dutch, you ain't much. And now in this 2016 campaign, we are arguing about who is and who isn't a real American, whether Mexican Americans or Muslim Americans are real Americans, whether Black Lives Matter, really? Because some people are afraid, they want to send other people home. Because people are afraid, they want to keep refugees out. It happens here in America and in Kenya as well. When we're afraid there isn't enough to go around, we start kicking people out. And if bad things happen, it's easy just to blame it on the foreigners. In the context of Luke chapter 12, Jesus is talking about who and what to be afraid of, and how and why they are not to be afraid or anxious about any of those things. In the verses just before our passage in 22 to 31, Jesus tells them, don't worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. Consider the lilies. So don't worry about clothes or food. God knows you need them. Seek the kingdom, and these other things will be given you as well. As an example of someone who did not worry, who trusted God to supply all her needs, is our student Winnie. After high school, Winnie wanted to study theology, but her father did not support her. His reason was that teaching paid more than being a pastor. And she went anyway, and God gave her a job at the Reformed Institute in Eldoret. After finishing there with a St. Paul's diploma, she was determined to go and get a St. Paul's degree, even though her church, the Reformed Church of East Africa, does not yet ordain women. She had no money, but came anyway and got a work-study scholarship, working with our program in Islam and Christian-Muslim relations. After graduation, a church in Nairobi, where her husband is an evangelist, hired her to work with women and to do many other things for her denomination, for they saw her skill in running our Islam and Christian-Muslim relation program. As they say in Africa, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. In our text in Luke 12, 32 to 34, Jesus tells the disciples, don't be afraid. God is pleased to give you the kingdom. And then, sell your possessions, give to the poor. Provide purses that won't wear out, a treasure in heaven that won't be exhausted or stolen or destroyed. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What's the connection between the kingdom and the poor? Well, all this comes right after the parable of the rich fool who didn't know what to do with his big bumper harvest except to build bigger barns to keep it all for himself so he could take life easy, to eat, drink, and be merry all alone. He was a fool because he was supposed to share that surplus with his needy neighbors. Doing that would have provided a treasure in heaven. Instead, he died with nothing there. He should have remembered Proverbs 19, which says, "Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord." Or Leviticus 19, who says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." And our epistle lesson, Hebrews 11, tells us that faith is being sure of what we hope for, certain of what we do not yet see. By faith, Abraham, when called to go, obeyed and went, even though he didn't know where he was going. Kind of like us going to the Gambia in 2000. A lot like our students who go wherever their bishops tell them to go. By faith, Abraham made his home in the Promised Land like a stranger in a foreign country. A bit like us living as resident aliens in Kenya. A lot like our students, our Kenyan students, who leave Kenya and go to work in South Sudan. By faith, Abraham, even though he was old and Sarah was barren, they were enabled to become parents because they considered God faithful who had made that promise to them. So from Abraham came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, as promised in Genesis 15, as countless as the sand on the seashore, as promised before that in Genesis 13. By faith, Winnie got her Bachelor of Divinity degree. By faith, St. Paul's University has grown from 20 staff teaching 200 students to now 200 staff teaching 4,000 students. By faith, we are sure of Jesus' return and certain of what we do not yet see, God's will being done 100% on earth as it is in heaven, when God will dwell with us and we shall see God and be with God. But in the meantime, what do? We watch and wait. And while we wait, we take care of each other. We serve each other as fellow servants, stewards of our one master, the owner of all the good gifts we have, as we heard in the end of our passage from Luke 12. Jesus himself will serve us if he finds us serving other people. So the challenge in our text today is to not be afraid. Not be afraid of running out of jobs or food or money. The challenge is to be more inclusive, less exclusive. You know, fear makes us exclusive, keeping more for ourselves, giving less to others. Faith makes us inclusive, giving more to the poor and trusting God to repay us as he always does. Christians know we are blessed to be a blessing, that God has given some of us more to share with those who have less. God called Abraham and God blessed Abraham so that all peoples on earth will be blessed by God through him. Abraham eventually believed God's promise and was given a son. But the children of Abraham forgot they were blessed to be a blessing. They forgot about being a light to the other nations, that God wanted a highway from Egypt to Assyria so that all God's people could worship him as one. Jews, Christians, and Muslims, we are all descendants of Abraham, the father of many nations, and God wants to bless each of us. The family of God is not limited to one ethnic group or another. As Jane told the children, God has many children, 7 billion children. It's hard to wrap our heads around that number. Even 1 billion, if you watch the opening ceremony of the Olympics, that stadium of almost 80,000 people, each person would have to be another stadium, and that wouldn't even be enough. we'd be a billion short. There's a lot of people in the world. And that's why we need to be busy. That's why I teach both Bible and business, why politics matters. God loves all the children of the world and wants to bless all human families with food, clothing, shelter, and with faith. At St. Paul's, students study to be servants of God and humanity. It's our slogan. St. Paul's mission is for all students to go out when they graduate to serve the church and society by being ministers or teachers or business people, working as journalists, counselors, or development workers. There's so much work to be done in Kenya and many other. It's a rich country with a lot of poor people, a country with mostly young people, which will double in 25 years to 90 million. Please pray for Kenya. At St. Paul, students study sign language so they can communicate with people who are deaf or hard of hearing. Another student study Islam so that they can talk to their Muslim neighbors and share their gospel without offense. At St. Paul, some students come to us with government loans, some get scholarships, but most just come with faith, like Winnie, and find work. And now she is able to return the favor, helping women in the slums of Nairobi find work for themselves to take care of their children. So what about here at Hope Church in Holland, Michigan? We were blessed to be a blessing, and we have blessed many over the years and are supporting many good projects now as we try to lead in Christian action. Thank you for your support of Reformed Church Global Missions, your support of us and the Alexanders, the Visses and the Krebs and other people. And our building project is supposed to make us more accessible. But is even all that enough? You know, one of the things, we joined this church about 20 years ago, and it was a wonderful testimony that when you did the first building project, you gave a portion as outreach to other people. And I'm glad to know that we're doing the same with our new project. That it's not all about us. It's about other people. What we can do for other people. It's such a shame when I see churches that spend money only on themselves. Because Jesus tells us to sell our possessions and give to the poor. To provide purses that won't wear out, a treasure in heaven that won't be exhausted. When we give to the poor, we are giving to God. And Christ is always coming to us in the face of the poor. So, as they say on TV, what's in your wallet? How much treasure can you give to your needy neighbors? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Is yours with God's. Friends, don't be afraid. Fear not, God is with us always. God is our shield and defender and friend. Fear not, you shall be fishers of men. Fear not, believe and you will be healed. Fear not, you are worth more than sparrows. Fear not, little flock, God is pleased to give you the kingdom, and God has. So share your possessions with the poor. Fear not, Jesus said, I am the first and the last. And all God's people said, Amen.